You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Well, if you're lucky enough to have a Lakeshore Drive near you, head on down it. It's John and Gordy in the afternoon here.
That's right. Coming up in about a half hour, Rocker will be joining us in the studio with a Max Inc. preview and all the great regional and local music from around Wisconsin.
Absolutely, yes.
He'll preview his show. It happens every weekend on the Civic Media Network.
All right. And I thought this was really a cool article in the Bulwark. And it seems like everybody has found this article for some reason. Even Catherine gave us a little text saying, you got to check this article out. And it's really kind of cool.
Okay.
Well, it's about Mother Goose.
Oh.
Well, not Mother Goose. The Golden Goose.
Mother Goose, Golden Goose.
It's an amazing tale. Now, you know, remember the story of the golden goose, right? Lays a golden egg every day for this farmer, right?
Yeah.
And he thought he'd get the shortcut and kill the goose, open it up, and get all the eggs out. Not a smart farmer.
No, not a good idea.
So he killed the golden goose is the line, right? So this is kind of what Trump has done. Trump essentially told all his fans they had to blow up this liberal order of economics because it was the only way to secure the very benefits of that liberal order, if you're following me.
Okay.
Which we already have. We already had that, but he's got to blow it up again in order to bring it back or... God, I don't know. He fabricated outrage over being taken advantage of, right? Mm. And the U.S. was taken advantage of by all these countries. So that made his base very angry and upset, and they believed that maybe we should blow everything up, and that's how all of this started. I mean, these are the people that say that they're entitled to all of these things, yet they criticize anybody who thinks they're entitled to all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's a little diversion tactic.
Yeah.
This was an interesting line, too. I found this. Author Robert Heinlein said this, wrote this. You can sway 1,000 men by appealing to their prejudices quicker than you can to convince one man by logic. That's a good thing to keep in mind as we go through this.
Something to ponder, yes.
Okay. Okay. Let me try to get through this, okay? So he blew up the liberal order of economics, okay, throughout the entire globe. Mm. So America needs Greenland as a strategic positioning ground from which to restrain Russia and China in the Arctic, right? But we already enjoy that. We already have that. And we can go up there and even secure Greenland with more military in order to make sure it doesn't happen. But we already have this. But he's blowing it up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To ensure America gets an advantageous position in the international trade, he has also blown it up for that. America already has such an advantage. An orderly world economic system that has lavished previously unimaginable prosperity on America and to the entire globe, with us at the head of the table, the U.S. currency. I mean, we're the nation that everybody looks up to, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So anyway, we already have that. So why blow up the system?
Yes.
Okay, let's go on. Ownership. He told the New York Times, is what I feel is psychologically needed for success, ownership of Greenland.
Right.
I think that ownership gives you a thing that you can't do whether you're talking about a lease or a treaty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what about future presidents, by the way, that don't have that emotional crutch, who have right. have to have ownership, psychologically speaking, you know? A lot of craziness here, and a person is actually pointing all of this up. It was surreal spectacle watching former U.S. allies take to the World Economic Forum to proclaim their intentions to try to reconstruct a new strategic and economic order that would not require the leadership of the United States, which isn't good now. You know, everybody looked to us.
Right.
We were the big guy on the block.
Right.
We're the economic power of the entire globe, and now everybody's going to shift over and change that. And again, this is that thing you can't take back.
Right.
That we heard another cut
back.
On. More of our allies are giving up on one of America's prior geopolitical aims: decoupling from China. Canada dropped some of its trade barriers with China. French President Emmanuel Macron spoke with his desire to see more Chinese economic investment in Europe. So we're watching the old U.S.-led order fall apart in real time before our very eyes.
That's exactly what's
happening.
That's
what happened yesterday.
Yes.
Just unbelievable. I just can't.
Yeah.
Now, where are the people that really like Trump? Where are the ones who said, this is what we voted for, right? Everything is falling apart. We are no longer the center of the universe, which we were before, and everybody needed us, and now we're not anymore. Everybody's going to avoid us.
Yeah. Well, you know, where are our Republican friends on this?
Yes.
You know, where
are they?
We're hearing crickets. You know, they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Or maybe they do want to talk about it. They should want to talk about it.
I wish they would call and say, "Hey, you know, I'm a fan of a lot of things he's doing, but this thing it wasn't done well."
Right.
Something.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we can beg all day.
Yeah, crickets.
There it is.
There they are. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Dom.
Yeah.
No problem, guys. It's all
You're working hard back there with the crickets.
Yeah. Okay.
It's hard to manage crickets when you want them to talk. Here's, you know, this is something I guess everybody's kind of wondering about. The Minnesota federal magistrate judge refused to sign a complaint charging independent journalist Don Lemon in connection with a protest inside a church in St. Paul on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. I mean, isn't it crazy? It's a felony, I guess, or something. I don't know, misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple sources are familiar saying that is what the magistrate or judge had determined. That's just forget it.
Okay.
Bondi is enraged by this, by the way, according to the Justice Department.
Really?
Yeah. She's been there. She's been there for 2 days. Oh, my gosh. Oh, don't spend a lot of time there. Hey, you might run into an ICE agent.
Right. Yeah. Hey, let's head to the phones here. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the Northwoods. Yep. Ollie is on the line. Hey, Ollie, go ahead.
Hi. Well, I have a suggestion maybe they could try for Trump.
Okay.
He's so interested in Iceland and a little bit of ice. Why don't they find an iceberg floating around up there and just put a sign on there that says not for sale, not even for $1 billion?
Yeah.
And then he'll just have to have that piece, and then somebody can just sell it to him and put him on that iceberg, and off he floats.
Let him float away.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right.
A little piece of ice.
Good suggestion there, Ollie.
I want to play a little bit of the song we played yesterday. We've actually been getting a request for it.
Yeah?
And maybe a few people who listened to the program missed it yesterday, but it's Jesse Wells. All right. Could we hear that song? It should be near the top of the list. You got it, right? Let's hear it. This was a performance on Colbert. Take my life. There you go. Join Ice.
Jesse Wells.
Yeah.
Okay.
People are going out now to join Ice. Realizing they have some inadequacies.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to get to something here. This is a reaction to Stephen Miller's line on Greenland. You gotta hear this. This is Danish parliamentarian Rasmus Jarlov, and he's reacting to Stephen Miller. It's all contained in this clip. It's 3:07. Let's listen to it. There he goes.
Wow.
But you're hearing that from Stephen Miller in an administration that doesn't know how to manage anything at all, you know?
Yeah.
So they had a military conquest of Venezuela. Wow. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Real true show of strength there. So anyway, that's a nice reaction, a good reaction from Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, they're giving up on Greenland, though, it sounds like.
No, that's not true.
Well, he's got a plan to just
right. No.
It's got an idea for a plan to maybe do something.
That's what he had for health care, right?
Yeah.
He had the same thing.
Right. Same kind of deal.
An idea for a plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What next? All right. It is 19 past the hour. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Rocker is in the house. He's going to have a Max Inc. preview for us. Much more on John and Gordy. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yeah.
Steve Miller Band, mm-hmm. John and Gordy in the afternoon, mm-hmm. and we've been covering a few topics here on the program.
Yeah, you can jump in, give us a call, 855-752-4842. Okay. You can also send us a text on the Civic Media app, free to download, free to use.
It'll be like the Jesse Wells song that we played for you.
Yeah,
He's got quite the list of songs in all political, so they're really good. Mm. I don't want to get to this here. It's the Panama Canal. Somebody brought this thing up, and it's cut 281. And
well, Trump wants it back, doesn't he?
Well,
he had that going for a while.
Now, you got to keep in mind, this is before the world called him out, and he chickened and he backed up on all the threats that he had given. But this is before this. So we're more a little more confident, you know, and more assured. Let's listen to it.
sort of.
You know, I could go either way.
Yeah.
You know, sort of.
sort of want it back.
What? Oh, God. Okay, now, here is a podcaster, a mega cultist, a self-proclaimed constitution coach. His name is Rick Green, and he had this message to the mega cult about insurrections.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Not quite.
Kind of stretching to make a point there.
Insurrection seems to like it's a little more dramatic. It's somebody not performing the law. You know, it just seems kind of strange. And of course, they're always trying to come up with an excuse to excuse the actual insurrection on January 6th for some reason. I don't know. Look, those guys
saw what happened.
They're pardoned already. You know, just give us a break. We're all very frustrated at that pardon. Okay,
right
now. Now they want to blame everything. Law-breaking is an insurrection. Mm. They've done this at least the last year and a half or so. So anyway, I just thought that was kind of bizarre. Yeah. That is one of the mega podcasters spreading the word out there. Mm-hmm. You think anybody's going to listen? I highly doubt it.
How many of those insurrectionists that got pardoned are now members of ICE?
Yeah. Probably a lot.
Yeah.
Two people were arrested over the anti-ICE protest at the Minnesota church. Two people who the attorney general identified as Nikema Levy Armstrong and Chantil Louisa Allen were taken into custody. Trained professionals, I don't know. They were called trained professionals. That Trump called them trained professionals.
Okay.
So I'm thinking to myself, God, really, these are trained professionals. Actually, they're both black, mm-hmm. and this is a church. And like I mentioned yesterday, Gordy, why aren't the families of children that cry in church also taken into custody for at least, interrupting the service? So that's where I'm at on
disorderly conduct.
I think I've got to be equal with everybody here. This is the kind of country we live in.
Okay.
So anyway, that's the latest on that.
Okay.
I thought this was really great. Hundreds of millionaires and billionaires signed a letter demanding higher taxes on the super rich. Now, we played a cut the other day.
Okay.
Remember that the guy was at Davos and he mentioned, he said, we're not talking about taxes, increasing taxes on wealthy people. We're talking about philanthropism, philanthropy.
There we go.
There we go.
You got it.
A few different versions of it. For anybody who says it the other way.
I was afraid we needed Julian there for a second.
I'm having a brain freeze. Okay, anyway, global oligarchs have accelerated the breakdown of our planet, according to them. The richest 1% own more than 95% of the rest of the world's population combined. A handful of global oligarchs have bought up our democracies, taken over our governments, gagged the freedom of our media, placed a stranglehold on technology and innovation, with the high cost now of graphics cards and RAM. They're using them for the data centers. Deepening poverty and social exclusion and accelerated the breakdown of our planet. That's part of the letter that they all signed, hoping that somewhere along the way we would start taxing the millionaires and billionaires again to solve our problems. We had a story about that. Mm-hmm. If you took away all of the George W. tax cuts and all of the other tax cuts that were put in place after that, the Trump tax cuts, we would be on a level playing field. We'd be able to pay for everything.
Wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't that be something? It's a simple solution if we just take all that stuff back.
And the rich people would still be rich.
Right. and we would still have the same tax system we always had. Yeah. In fact, we hardly pay any taxes, and federal taxes anyway, because we don't have those kind of incomes.
Yeah.
So this is really, serving the billionaires and millionaires. And we should definitely do something about that.
Coming up after the news, Rocker with a Max Inc. preview as we continue with John and Gordy for a Thursday afternoon.
And who is that?
Oh, yeah. What do they call him?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I have an opinion. Wow.
And he's in the studio right now.
Introduction, man.
With John and Gordy, it's Rocker. Hey, how you doing?
What's happening, guys? Happy Thursday.
You are happening.
Oh,
and
man.
You've got the Max Inc. preview for us. Of course, you can hear it every Saturday night. And if you're here in Madison locally, WMDX 92.7, and then you can check it out on the app, right?
That's right.
That's right. Or stream it online, civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. I want to add also that you can hear the podcast, subscribe to Max Inc. Radio's podcast on Spotify and Apple Music.
There
and you
go.
Can check out those interviews broken out and performances. And this week we have Rob Roberts. He's in the chair spinning local Wisconsin made music. And coming up on Max Inc. Radio, we always do live from the Mad City 8 to 9 p.m. on Saturday nights. And coming up on January 31st, it's Becca Murray. I'll make sure to bring in some of her music next week to listen to. Then Whitney Mann, we have The Butcher's Son on Valentine's Day, Candy Cigarette, Madtown Manish Boys are coming up.
Oh, wow.
Barbie Lane, that's a new band from Adem Tesfaye, and God's Outlaw are all booked. So we have coming into the end of winter and early spring, a big lineup.
What a lineup.
God's Outlaw, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be here. And, John. Yeah. Come in. You could be a guest in the studio.
Wow.
I'll set you up with some headphones.
I'll bring my banjo.
Yes.
Great.
They would love that. Yeah. They would love that. They have all kinds of jammers all the time. Yeah. So maybe we can work out a song early. That'd be awesome.
Sure.
Okay. Sure. All right.
Hey, I thought I'd bring in some fun stuff, too, besides just listening to music. And we'll start off with Love is a Battlefield. Are you guys ready for this? This Valentine's Day, skip the same old dinner date. February 14th is Valentine's Day, of course, and at Garver Feed Mill here in Madison on the east side, it's an evening of medieval combat. Watch athletes in full steel armor go head-to-head in tournament-style fighting, right?
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's done by full-contact armored combat unit. They're called the Milwaukee Iron Stags. And they'll also have live iron casting outdoors. So you can check this out, right?
Wow.
I guess it's like full-on, Knights of the Round Table type stuff here. Food and drinks are going to be on site. And it's interesting because they have a VIP private balcony overlooking the arena.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
You can get like really close. Bring your date. I mean...
Can you give a thumbs up or down?
Finish him off.
So this is when?
This is coming up on Valentine's Day.
Wow, so at Garver Feed Mill. Wow.
That's right.
That's a great place.
Garver Feed Mill.
Yeah.
Love is a Battlefield. Find them at loveisabattlefield.eventbrite.com.
Okay.
And that's how you can get tickets for the event.
All right.
Well, let's get to some music here.
Yes.
Lower Fifth, Friday, January 23rd. It's at the Roxy. That's just off State Street, a couple blocks here from our studio, guys. Lower Fifth is a unique blend of Americana, and they call that Midwestern Soul. And the music drifts from charged renditions of timeless classics to soulful originals that keep crowds happy and singing and dancing all night. They're a lot of fun. I thought I'd bring in kind of a throwback for the Lower Fifth. This song is called Remember My Name.
All right.
Sounds good.
It's a really good song. Yeah. I like it. I'm questioning Midwestern soul. Okay.
Midwestern soul. Okay. Well, that's what they call it. So who am I to say?
Right. Exactly.
Oh, boy.
I like it, though.
Yeah. Lower Fifth, they're going to be Friday, January 23rd. That's tomorrow night at the Roxy. So if you're freezing, walk down State Street.
Yeah.
Get a little cold and come into the warm and check out the Lower Fifth.
All right.
Taylor and Vaughn. They will also be at the Roxy's Saturday night. So if you're still freezing, you want to go there again, Saturday night's going to be nice and warm in there. Lots of people. What all started as an uncle and nephew jam session playing covers on the couch turned into Taylor and Vaughn, a two-man rock duo known for sounding like a full band. They've been at it for 5 years. Vaughn plays drums. Taylor plays guitar and sings. You know, they do some cover songs, but Taylor Sherrick, He also sings with Foo Foo Dolls, but he also has his own music.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen to Taylor Sherrick. This song is called Family.
Little anthem rock there.
Yeah, Taylor Sherrick. We know part of the Sherrick family. Yeah,
Damon.
Bill Sherrick.
Well, you know Damon Sherrick, who works out of Full Compass.
Yes.
And then his father, Bill Sherrick, right. We used to work with.
At Channel 47.
A long time ago.
Mm-hmm. And then if you heard the backup vocalist, the female backup vocalist, that's his mom.
Oh, really? No. It's all in the family, like they say.
The song is called Family, right?
Family. It all makes perfect sense.
Great stuff. Recorded over at Megatone Studios with Paul Schluter.
Mm.
That's pretty good. Hey, you guys know Steely Dane, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll just tell you about their shows. They, of course, are the ultimate Steely Dan tribute, but they're playing around Wisconsin, so I thought it'd be great to tell people about it.
Yep.
Saturday, January 31st, the Grand in Oshkosh. It's a big theater up there. TheGrandOshkosh.org is where you can get tickets. And Steely Dane will also be in Milwaukee the night before. So Friday, January 30th, Pabst Theater in Milwaukee.
Wow.
And then they'll be playing the Aja and the Nightfly, Donald Fagen's solo album.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a special double album show. Friday, January 30th, Pabst Theater. Saturday, January 31st, up in Oshkosh.
Okay. Yeah, big gig for them.
And I got to say, the Oshkosh, the Grand is very beautiful.
Yeah. Is it? I haven't been there.
Yeah, when I was in college, I went there a few times. It's a great place.
Mm-hmm.
Great place.
Wow. Okay,
big thumbs up from Dom there.
There we go.
Okay, good deal.
Steely Dane. Hey, we got time for one more?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
A few more.
Bad Wolf. We talked about these guys before. They're an old band from the 90s here in Madison, kind of a hard rocking band.
Yeah.
Bad Wolf is shooting a second video for their new album, The Dotted Line, and the song is called Badass Blues. We're going to listen to it in a moment. It's a biker dive bar theme. So what they're asking is for people to come down
to the
Villa Tap, right? It's this Monday, which is the 26th, right?
Okay.
3 to 8 p.m. And what they're asking is for people to be in the crowd scenes, right? And kind of like, you know, you could be either dressed as just a regular patron or if you have some good biker garb, come down there. And then there's even some acting scenes that they're looking for people. Roles are open. Yeah. So if you want to try out, dress the way you would dress or just come down there in biker apparel, find Bad Wolf Madison on Facebook. You can send them a direct message to get more details. And the Villa Tap, which is 2300 Packers Avenue on Madison's north side, this Monday, 3 o'clock. Go check it out. You can be in the Bad Wolf video right now.
Monday, 3 o'clock. Okay.
Monday, 3 o'clock.
I'm thinking of my part. You know, what part could I play? Well, you know, the burned out freak at the end of the bar?
Yeah.
We have to work. Oh, we're on the air Monday, 3 o'clock.
Okay. Well, you know, hopefully a lot of your listeners can go there and
there
show
we
up.
Go.
And they can be part of the studio audience and be in the video for Bad Wolf. Right now, let's check out. This is Bad Wolf, Badass Blues from their brand new album, The Dotted Line.
Yeah, man.
It kicks.
Rocking.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of the rocker song, man.
Yes,
it could have been Bad Wolf doing that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That gives me an idea. I'm going to talk to those boys.
Okay.
Oh,
we got time for another one here.
All right.
You got one.
Road Trip. Actually, it's Mini Road Trip. You know
Mini
Road Trip, that band from up in the Fox Valley?
Okay.
This is great. They're going to be playing Jerry's Bar Annual Party in a heated tent. I love that title, right?
Jerry's?
Now listen, okay. Here's the description.
Yeah.
Huge party in a heated tent behind Jerry's bar. And
in Oshkosh.
In Oshkosh. And that's coming up. It's coming up. You'll have to look that up. Jerry's Bar Annual Party Heated Tent. A fourth generation family owned one of the oldest bars in Oshkosh since 9/11. Five-time winner, best neighborhood bar, best dive bar. So Jerry's Bar, get up there.
Sounds like a fun time.
It is, up in Oshkosh. Do you know this place?
That I don't know as much, but I knew the Grand. I didn't know this place.
Hey, look it up quick and find us a date while we listen to the tune.
Gotcha.
Dom, we'll give him a road trip. This is 2 days.
Okay.
I hate when I do that.
And we will be back with Rocker with more of the Max Inc. preview and more music coming up right after this.
You got it.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
More cowbell.
Oh, yeah, wait.
Yeah. There we go. Beautiful. All right, this is John and Gordy in the afternoon with Rocker as our guest, and we've... at least come up with a date for the Bar annual party in a heated tent.
Okay, when is it?
It's in a tent behind Jerry's Bar up there in Oshkosh.
Wow.
And get up there in the tent Friday, January 30th.
So, well, why not have a heated tent in the middle of winter, right?
Yeah, I mean, why be in the bar when you can be outside in a heated tent?
Yeah.
Go in to use the bathroom.
I'll bet it's a huge tent. I'll bet it's one of those great big tents. Why not?
With a road trip mini. So it's going to be a fun party. Go there. It sounds like just a great bar. I got to get there in Oshkosh one of these days.
Sounds fun.
You know, you guys, the Spiders from Milwaukee. It's a David Bowie tribute Friday, January 23rd. That's going to be at Shank Hall in Milwaukee. You know, they have a 6 to 12-piece band that they go out and they play three full sets of David Bowie songs. I thought that was pretty unique and interesting for those people out in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Shank Hall in Milwaukee, Friday, January 23rd. It's the David Bowie tribute. And I have one more song for you guys.
All right. Lay it on us.
The songs of Bear in the Forest are led by singer-songwriter Alberto Canast. We actually had him in the studio here with a drummer, a cellist, Alberto on guitar, and a bassist. Really incredible show. Bear in the Forest with Holly and Maximiano will be Saturday, January 24th out in Milwaukee at the Cactus Club on Wentworth Avenue.
Okay.
And then Saturday, January 31st, right here in Madison at the Gamma Ray Bar, right off the square on Main Street, with Spectaculous, which is members from Mr. Chair, Horace Green from the Fox Valley, and Jexesis, which is Mad City Underground Rap. Originally from New Orleans, Bear in the Forest currently resides in Madison with his cat Osito, which is Spanish for Little Bear. And he came in on the First Wave Scholarship Program at UW-Madison. He's a trained violinist, and then he taught himself guitar and sings. I think he's a really amazing artist. Go see him January 24th in Milwaukee, January 31st in Madison. This is Bear in the Forest, Another Peaceful Day, which was recorded live from the Mad City right here in this studio on Max Inc. Radio.
Okay. Great sound.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Like that.
Isn't that a good song?
Yeah, really cool.
Bear in the Forest, really a talented group of artists, I'll tell you. January 24th, they'll be at the Cactus Club. And then Saturday, January 31st, right here in the Gamma Ray Bar, Madison.
All right. We got a little time here. You got some other things coming up you want to mention?
Oh, that's, well, let's see.
I've got something. You know, we're talking about the heated tent, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
No,
we do have a question here, too.
Oh.
This is from a listener, Tyler, in Wisconsin Rapids. Does Rocker know whatever happened to Rain Stern? She was a Madison musician once upon a time.
Oh, yeah. I know Rain well.
Okay.
She moved out to L.A. to pursue her music career.
She's very successful. Singer-writer. She's on public radio. I heard an interview with her.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, you know, there was a time when she was competing on The Voice, which gave her some national recognition.
Yeah.
And she kind of springboarded off that and has put out a couple albums.
Yeah.
And currently still in California, although she comes back to the area. I want to say she was just here not too long ago.
Okay.
But I haven't heard of any shows or anything.
Rain Stern.
Okay,
Rain
now, Stern. You know, we were talking about, you know, having an outdoors party at a bar in their heated tent in the back of the bar.
Yes.
So, you know, it brought to mind my little trip out to Madeline Island.
Mm-hmm.
There is a bar called Tom's Burned Down Cafe. And the decor is from fire debris. Originally started back in 1992, fire destroyed a bar called Leon's, leading the owner Tom Nelson to sell drinks from his car on the ashes, creating a legendary destination known for its quirky vibe, live music, and spirits. I had beer there and everything. It's a wild place.
How did he get a license to sell out of his car?
I don't know.
Now, did you ever
hear of ceiling?
No, there's no ceiling on this bar. It's Tom's Burned Down Cafe.
Wow.
Did you ever hear Bob's
Rain or Shine?
Bob's Jungle Bar in Hub City.
No.
Out near Richland Center. Mm-hmm. Bob's Jungle Bar. It had a dirt floor. It was just a barn in the back. Bob's Jungle Bar.
Wow.
And they had animals that would just walk through while you're having a beer. Cow could come strolling through, or a goat.
Farm animals?
Yeah, they had farm animals just walking around in there. Actually, Cheap Trick played there one time before they made it big.
Yeah. And I remember the bar that I was talking about in Minneapolis. It's a tiki bar. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's on the river. It's called the Psychic Susie's Motor Lodge. Psychotic Susie's Motor Lodge.
Weird bars.
And it's a tiki
bar.
We'll
have to dive into that topic.
Something else.
What's your favorite weird, strange bar?
Okay. Leave it to Minneapolis for the weird names.
Yes.
That's true.
Rocker, always good to see you.
Thanks, guys.
We're out of time. Pete Schwabe is up next with the Nightlight. We'll be back tomorrow with all kind of shenanigans.
Oh, we got more stuff.
What do we have? There's too much to even talk about. All right.
We can't remember.
We have no idea. Okay. Have a good night. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.